Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Report today to bees, because today is National Bee Day. And guess what? There is a store in Chicago at 1701 South Clinton called The Hive, and it is a beekeeping supply store. So who better to talk with than the guy who runs it? Naaman Gamble is with us on the air right now. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, listen, this is very exciting, because I was talking with Tom earlier today about, hey, you know, this is the bee. And I started going into all these reasons why today's National Bee Day. And then he starts looking around and goes, do you know that we have a Chicago beekeeping supply store? And I said, I've never heard of that. But here we are.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things that you wouldn't think that you'd find in a big city like Chicago. But I can tell you, you know, I didn't when I was 15 years old, I didn't say, hey, when I grow up, I'm going to be a beekeeping supply shop owner. But, you know, it's one of those things that one of the great things about the city of Chicago is you just kind of fall into place, right? So
true.
Here I am after 10 years of beekeeping in the city of Chicago, you know, and teaching a bunch of classes to budding beekeeping enthusiasts that were interested in beekeeping.
Yes.
Said, hey, why don't I just open up a store and, you know, sell some of this beekeeping equipment that everyone needs. So here we are.
Why bees? He said in two words. Why bees?
Yeah.
I mean, of all the things to pick, nothing wrong with it. I'm just asking, how do you get there? You know, why bees?
Beekeeping is a fantastic hobby, because regardless of whatever reason you get into beekeeping, you will find all of these different spokes that you are drawn to. So you get into beekeeping because you love honey. Sure, of course, that's the go-to. But additionally, you find out, hey, there's a bunch of woodenware, so maybe I'll try my hand at a little carpentry. Or, hey, maybe I'd like to make my own mead. Or, hey, maybe I would like to...
Hold on. Can we stop just for a second there? Maybe
absolutely.
I'd like to make my own mead?
Yes, mead, the original alcoholic drink that has been beloved for hundreds of thousands of years. You know,
listen,
why not?
I was watching the... Robin Hood that has Russell Crowe, and Friar is, they specifically say, you know, Friar Tuck has got barrels and barrels of mead. So that's and he's got bees. So obviously, if you have bees, you can make mead, but it's liquor. I mean, it's alcohol.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Just a little bit of honey and water and a little bit of yeast, and there you go. You're more than halfway there.
You got that going in the basement, do you?
I don't mix work with the home life, John.
have you ever personally, well, you must have been a beekeeper, or maybe you still are.
Yeah, in fact, yeah. That's a lot of our business as well, and a lot of it has to do in the food and beverage industry. So Revolution Brewery, CH Distillery, which we're neighbors with there in 1701. South Clinton, and Right Bee Cider, Five Rabbits Brewery. All of these are clients of ours that we manage beehives for them, produce the honey, give it to them, and then they make amazing products out of it.
I've seen more and more coverage of the importance of bees in the ecological balance of the entire earth, and more stories of people who are involved in beekeeping who are not stung and have sort of taken away the myth that this is an aggressive species that you need to be totally on guard for. I think if that were true, people wouldn't be so drawn to trying to take care of them, and also, of course, reaping the honey. I mean, I see on your website, you know, clothing, honey and gifts, feeding, honey harvest, tools, hive. What's a hive parts? What are some hive parts you got for sale?
So you know, the typical most common type of hive you know, if you kind of think back about your kind of idea of beekeeping, you might think of the Winnie the Pooh skep is what it's called. So that's woven straw. But in the state of Illinois, there are a few laws around beekeeping, one of which is you have to have a hive that can be inspected. And the most common hive to allow for inspection is what's called the Langstroth hive, which is a hive that was built back in the 1880s and is still the most commonly used hive today. So we sell all that woodenware that will allow for you to house bees as a colony. It's the type of hive that we typically sell at our store with all that woodenware so that the budding enthusiast can get all those parts and gear and start their own adventure in beekeeping.
IPM treatments, what does that mean?
So you know, as everyone knows, the importance of bees has been brought to light in the last, you know, decade with the colony collapse disorder and all of that. And the smoking gun for colony collapse disorder is a mite that is called the Varroa mite. And it's basically the tick of the bee world. So this feeds on the developing bee when it's in the metamorphic stage and weakens the bee. It doesn't kill the bee as it's developing, but what it does is that it brings in all these different diseases into the hive and will eventually lead to your colony's collapse. So what we offer is organic IPM treatments. So these are, you know, organically found chemicals such as formic acid and thymol and oxalic acid, and all of these are naturally found acids. So like rhubarb has oxalic acid. So we try to give those beekeepers a, you know, natural way to defend their hive against the Varroa mite and any other types of pests that they might have in their hive.
Wow. Well, I see on the website home, store, services, education, and you're at 1701 South Clinton Street, open by appointment only, Wednesday and Thursday from 10 to 4, and Saturday from Sunday from 10 to 3. Very interesting stuff. Thanks for being with us.
John.
May have to call you up someday and come down and get some of that bee clothing.
No, we got some good honey, too. So, you know,
I'll bet.
In case you want to wet your whistle, we're there for you.
Yeah, and then you can show me the mead stash.
For a nominal fee, of course, John, of course.
Have you ever had mead?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things that, it's kind of like a wine, right?
So
you've got
really?
Dry mead and you've got a sweet mead. So
gotcha.
I lean more towards the dry variety and, you know, that's one of the cool things about beekeeping and honey in general is that, you know, each year is a different vintage based upon where the bees are collecting their nectar from.
Yeah.
And Chicago has some fantastic honey based upon all their linden trees and locust trees that we have available.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us a brief education into what this is all about, and all the best to you.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.